Castle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Version of it. What's up, everybody? We're back in the building.
You name it.
Side Hustle Radio. And we're back in the building.
I just found out that's what that beat was all this time. Know that Thanksgiving thing, it's going to be time for that pretty soon.
You name it. Oh, that's that beat?
That's what it says on the screen. I was like, okay. I didn't know that was that beat.
Okay. That's almost getting close to that time. You're correct. Hey, but like I said, this is Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be. The man you love the most, hate the most at the exact same time. Mr. Make You Look Back At It. Hef Chudo is in the building.
And I'm DJ DEEPOISC on everything.
Well, here we go again.
Hi, guys.
Oh, wow.
Who's this Uncle Tom looking dude? Speaking of Toms, I was watching ESPN and your buddy looked like he got his hair cut, changed his hairstyle. He got a little bit more hair now. What's his name? The sportscaster that everybody dislikes.
Stevens,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, so he probably didn't figure out.
It's down lower now.
Wait a minute. No, so that's not real. That's not.
Because it's at Beijing.
You know his hairline is like back right here.
It was low now. It's down.
He doesn't have no low hair.
He barely has a forehead now.
No. See, that's a Beijing.
Is that Beijing?
That's not that Beijing.
Yeah. Why everybody hate on the Beijing?
Because he's making false hairlines. It's not real hairline.
Might not even be his real hair, period. You know, them videos you sent me, the dude getting...
Oh, dude.
Toupees and stuff.
He got the toupee glued to the head?
Yeah.
Man, but that wouldn't make your scalp itch, though?
That's what I was wondering. You showed me the old dude? Yeah, with the... It's like, is that real hair?
But I ain't gonna lie, I do the same thing, yo. If I didn't have no hair like that, yeah.
Man.
If I don't have
no hair, let it go. If mine goes completely, I'm getting electrolysis and it all be, so I won't have to deal with it. Just wake up every day with a clean shaved head. That'll be the life.
But hey, can you go ahead and put some extensions in my head real quick?
Can you imagine how much that must cost? How long it takes?
It's like it took a grip. Like it took some time.
Dude's getting.
But when he was done, was his haircut fresh or what?
I wonder how long that lasts.
But he got the wave. He got the wave in his hair.
Right.
So he got the
now
wave.
I'm like, looking at you like.
Oh, now really, bro? Really?
I'm looking like.
Is that his real hair?
Is that your real hair, bro? Nah, I've seen it with it grow out because you be all disgusted. Like, I need a haircut.
Oh, yeah, I be so mad at myself. Like, I need a haircut.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with your hair.
Because it start laying wrong way.
What?
You can say about calling me a newscaster or you calling me a highway patrol cop or something like that.
I didn't say all
hair,
that.
My hair will start laying, it lays a certain way then. It just drives me crazy. And then after a while.
But you got bangs?
It feel like I had bangs because it's been laying. And then about 2 weeks later, if I go a full month, it start getting real curly.
You know, some people would love to have that problem.
Like that dude.
He got that good hair. Oh, wow. So, we here.
Yes, sir.
And
drink of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We got some buzz balls.
Let me keep it real with y'all. This joint, mixed drink buzz balls. This joint right here seems like it's all. Oh, it's rum.
Oh, it's mixed drink. That's a mixed drink. Because I had the watermelon smash.
Bro, this is strawberry rum job.
Yeah.
Rum job.
So it's all rum.
Oh.
For flavor.
That's why. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hope I don't get mad.
Bro, I took my,
you know what
I
rum do.
No, rum that's dark rum. That's, you know, but it's probably light rum. Because I took mine to the head.
Ain't nothing light about this.
Why are you babysitting yours?
Because I have to do the show. I don't have... I'm not trying to be snoring ever. And
no, that's only when you DJ, I get to rest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have fell asleep DJing, too.
Oh, you sure have fell asleep. I'm saying, like, is this still
asleep? Last second, the song's about to end. Wake up. Oh, let me bring this in. Let me find the next song. Oh, take a nap. It smells delightful.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty. But I treated mine as like a shot, so I just took it straight to the head. Right?
Oh, goodness. We was having a discussion about our Caucasian friends when we go to their events. And you guys can drink.
They party well.
Y'all party very well. A long time ago, I heard this saying, a girl said, I'm going to be white girl drunk. I was like, what does that mean?
No, wrong term. White girl wasted.
White girl wasted.
Yeah.
So is it a white boy wasted?
Of course. Yeah, definitely get so wasted, he just jumped off of a building and like, ha ha! Just jumped off the building. You know, set your friend on fire and stuff like that.
Did you say set your what on fire?
Your friend on fire. They start playing. They get real playful. They want to play games and stuff. You know. Hey, hold on to the back of the car and let me drag you. I'm like, what the?
Oh, bro, I remember going to a club in Minneapolis back in the day, and they must have been drunk, and they ran over a dude. He literally ran him over, and he was underneath the car. The car went right over top of him, and then he got back up. Hey! I was like, because we thought, oh, my God, he just hit that dude. The dude fell perfectly. Flat on his back, and the car rolled right over top of him, and he did not get hurt. I'm okay. I'm like, I said, he gonna feel that tomorrow when that alcohol wear off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I haven't been, like, that drunk in years, and I'm not sure if I ever want to be that drunk again.
Well, you know I go to my friend's party. Shout out. Cynthia, shout out.
Cynthia Black.
Jane. No, Cynthia's white. He's Jane. White Jane and Cynthia.
Or do you say Caucasian?
I'm white.
What's the proper?
White. I'm white.
Then it's like, is it black or African American?
Black. I don't refer to.
We don't use the. You don't use the proper.
I don't refer to African American
or black. Caucasian.
White.
Okay.
I'm so on PC about that. But, you know, like I said, remember I go to their house and, like, her dad come down from West Virginia.
Oh, God.
He brings some moonshine, man. He brought this apple. It's called apple pie moonshine. Oh, my goodness. That thing was so good. So he bring out cherry moonshine, bring out all different types of moonshines. Remember last time I said I got so messed up, I thought I was in that movie Get Out. Remember she kept on staring at the cup. And every time she would come into the room, she would have another... She was making shots for everybody. And everybody had their own shot cut. And she kept it filled up. I think I had about 30 shots that night.
Wow.
Not counting the moonshine. Not counting the fruit from the moonshine. Because it had a big thing of fruit.
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So messed up. And they was like, Hef, you just stay right there where you are at.
You had to stay the night, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I had to stay the night. There was no way about it.
Oh, my goodness.
next thing I know, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Am I about to lose my insides? Oh, I better get up. Yeah, it was
when you
bad.
Woke up, did you have your clothes on?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Hey, yes, I did. Where my pants at? Where my shirt at?
Yes, I did.
You wake up. Good morning. But, huh? What the?
That happened to me about 4 years ago. That stuff was crazy.
What was you drinking then?
I don't know. Well, it happened to me once early in college, too, when I was in college.
Oh, wow.
I told you about that? Because I didn't start drinking until I got to college. So they knew I wasn't really a drinker, and they bet me all this money. They bet me some money. Because, you know, they bet me $85. I could drink all this stuff. We had all these different types of alcohol. Most of it was beer. I'm like, whatever. I'm no hoe. Who are you talking to? No one, I can't drink. Man, I drunk so much. And next thing I know, we had to go over to the girl's dorm. Hey,
yeah.
Let me table that call. Let me go ahead and grab this real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I want to start the show off with a new Fat Joe. Because, you know, Joe can't do no wrong by me. This one's featuring Cardi B. It's called Yes. Check it out, y'all.
Lo intocable, hoy te lo han bebicho.
Ass up, face down. This is pretty new. Yes. Ass up, face down. Family ties. Yes. Ass up, face down.
Uh-huh.
Ass up, face down.
Regalaste la muerte, oíste, cabrón.
Yes. Ass up, face down. Pristine boys on the watch, watch a mate now. Light this bitch up, chandelier. And that pussy like voodoo, Santeria. Bet your man ain't getting money like me.
Nope.
Bet your little bitch try fuck on me. Whole life on parole, can't talk to felons. Now tell that bitch up in the cops, a man still telling. Still telling, still telling. Throw that whole chick away, that bitch still telling. Still telling, still telling. Look at these niggas ducking time, niggas still telling. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Ass up, face down.
La Cardi. Body. Never been stressed by a hoe. No. Never been pressed by a bitch. Murder and the money on my mind. My palm and my trigger finger itch, bitch. I've been in my bag, hopping out of jets. Been running shit, and stealing out of breath. I can lay a verse, and ladies on stress. Catch your ass in traffic, hope you say it with your chest, bitch. Hit this on deck, it ain't nothing but a check. Lace from pushes, why the fuck you got a vest? Looking for me, hit my line. 1-800-59-BX.
Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down.
Ass up, face down. Ass up, face down. Ass up, face down.
Ass up, face down.
Palomo, el R lo tenemos en cromo. Y tus panas van a entrarte porque plato plomo. Te prendo el palo y te des cabrón. Y si le caen los polis, le mandamos hasta los monos. Las tetis, los tambores y mis mujeres que se prestan para setearnos a todos estos cabrones. Aquí nadie chotea y me tienen bajo investigaciones. Los del Fura y la DEA. Y las cortas, todas son lebrones, todas son 23. La cara de mi mujer en la espalda me la tatué. Pero a mí sin cojones, por el disco que acabo de grabar ya me dieron 15 millones. Brr.
Ass up, face down.
Manuel.
Yes. Ass up, face down.
Pero ahí me falló lo intocable, oíste, cabrón.
Ass up, face down.
Papi, tú me dices que hay que empatar menos. Ayer vamos para ahí y lo estropeamos.
Ass up, face down.
Face down, face down, face down.
Family ties. Hey, yo, Dre. Everything's back to normal. Everything's back to normal. La familia.
La familia. Hey, that's Fat Joe and Cardi B. Who was the other guy in there? Who was that?
That was the producer. You don't want your producer all up in your video.
Get him off.
In your song. Come to Death Row.
Hey, what's the name of that track again?
That was called Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Fat Joe and Cardi B. Hey, shout out to our new affiliate.
WNDO Radio FM 109.9, I believe, FM. I don't want to screw that up. But WNDO in Miami. Shout out to y'all.
Dade County.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. We back in the... Hey, that's on fit right there in Dade County. Hey, so, like I said, this is the only show that we do hip-hop, and we're like hip-hop junkies. So, what we do is we bring acts from all around the United States, no matter who's doing hip-hop. Mm. If you're doing it and your music fire, we got to get you on this show.
I don't even say... just United States. You say worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah, we do it worldwide. So we everywhere. From here all the way down to Australia, UK, South Africa, Kenya. Who knows where we're going to be at interviewing the artist. But we got a great artist this evening. I believe he's from Indiana. We're going to make sure we're going to find out in a few seconds. But, hey, let's welcome Hoosier is in the building right now. What's up, Hoosier? Hoosier?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, family? Okay, for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and where you from?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana. I live about 30 minutes north of Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I can barely hear you guys, though.
Okay, let's try this. Okay, can you hear us now? Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
Okay, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, how long you been doing music?
Just hit 3 years in June. June 16th was my third year of putting music out.
So what made you decide to start putting music out?
My mom actually had died of brain cancer, and I went home, and after everything was done, I wrote a song, and I put it out, and it went viral, and then we just, after that, man, it was just, things just started happening like a domino effect, man, one after another. Next thing you know, we was doing pretty cool stuff.
Okay, so you are what they would consider a country rapper.
We call it urban country.
Urban country? Okay, you're an urban country rapper. Why rap? Why not just straight country? Why rap?
I don't know. I just I've always liked rapping, man. And they used to do it like at parties when I was younger. Like I'd fuck around, my buddies would have me do it, and then but now, you know, we sat down and I started like kind of like looking at some things. I was like, man, it'd be cool to like sing and rap at the same time. Mm. And I just put it together and bam, now here we are.
And who are some of your influences when it comes to your rap?
I would say, I mean, the kind of music that I listen to is not obviously what I do, but like I really like Young Dolph a lot. I like what he stands for. Like, dude's like all independent, self-made kind of guy. So I really rock with that dude. And I like Yella Wolf. Eminem, obviously. I mean, I feel like he's the goat of it, but there's a lot of different guys, man.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I can hear some of that Yella Wolf in you. I can hear some of that Yella Wolf.
Yeah. Kid Rock for sure, too.
Oh, Kid Rock is a beast. Detroit all day.
Boo. Who cares about Detroit? Yeah, I'm not Detroit.
We in Ohio, and you know,
I don't like Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan is our rival, so you know how that goes.
I just had a show in Michigan last weekend.
Okay, where about?
Yeah, we was in Marcellus, Michigan.
Marcellus, I'm not familiar there.
I don't know where that is, but is it anywhere near Detroit?
I feel like these massive, they're called mudding events. Yeah, I had one there, and it's called Mud Junkies. I do them all over the United States. It's a 2-day event where there's like camping all weekend, and people bring their trucks and 4-wheelers and shit out. And they'll come out and ride the trails, and then at nighttime I'll have concerts. I dig this big hole. It's called a bounty hole. Mm. And if a truck can make it through, I pay them $1,000 if they can make it through the hole.
Oh.
What? Oh, you out there? You out there promoting too? You out there, oh, okay. You putting in that type of work? So you?
Oh yeah, man. We've been going hard, man, for a while now.
So you're an independent artist, independent label.
Yes, sir.
How long you been? Yeah, now have you been an independent label since the beginning, or were you ever signed?
Yes, from the very beginning. I started my own label, and as soon as I started making money, I just started trying to delete the middleman in every way possible, like getting duplicator machines and everything to where I could do it myself instead of have pay somebody else to do it for me.
Oh, so you completely cut the middleman out. You printing up completely. your own music and everything.
Yep, that's right. I own Redneck and Records and Hozier Time Publishing Company. As soon as I got all that stuff together, I hurried up and got a label put together and a publishing company so I could try to make sure I get all my royalties from all sides.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want to hug you, bro.
I know.
I want to hug you. You got your own publishing company?
Really?
That's
what's up. You got, do you do your own videos too? Because, I mean...
I get this one guy. No, he does them all for me.
Oh, okay.
They've turned out really good. We've been getting millions of views and stuff on them, and people's really enjoying them. Now we're trying to, like, step them up a little bit. We went out two months ago to California and shot a couple videos for the album that we just put out. We put out an album 2 months ago, and it charted number 11 on the country charts.
Number 11?
Say what?
The number 11.
Yeah, man. Everything we put out this year is charted. Me and Marquise, we just started doing music together about 4 months ago. I've been doing it by myself now for 3 years. And I've hit the Billboard charts like 4 times now for an album. I charted on Billboard's first single. We're getting millions of views on Spotify, millions of streams on YouTube. It's pretty cool, man.
So is Marquise your DJ, or is he another?
Nah, he just done the album with me, Country Boy Style, the album. This is the first project me and him's ever done together.
Okay.
Where's Marquise from? Is he from Indy also?
Yeah, he lives like 10 minutes from me. Yeah, how it happened was when Old Town Road got put out, he hit me up and was like, hey man, like, you see that Old Town Road shit? And I was like, yeah. He's like, man, me and you should do something like that. I was like, I don't know. We'll see. Well, he sent me the song, and as soon as he sent me the song, the first one, I was like, stop what you're doing. I was in Mississippi at the time. Mm. I was like, stop what you're doing. I'll be in Indiana tomorrow. I'm coming straight to you. We're going to do a whole album.
What?
Now, let me
yeah, legitimately.
Let me ask you, man, what are your thoughts about that record and Lil Nas and him not being accepted, you know, in the country charts? And I mean,
it was really some bullshit if you ask me, because that's why Marquise hit me up. So I actually had posted a video on Instagram about how I thought it was racist how they did the dude, because the only thing that's different about it now is that they got Billy Ray Cyrus on it. I mean, it's still the same damn song. It's just now they got Billy Ray on it, so now it's country, and I don't see how that why it matters what color you are.
Like, right.
I don't know. It was some bullshit, if you ask me.
I mean, good music is good music, bro.
Music is colorblind. Good music is colorblind.
Right, right. I mean, we had a... I don't know, man. Now, is there a difference between what you do in hip-hop? Because we had an artist out of Wisconsin, and he called what he did hip-hop. So, and it was similar.
I don't feel like it is, but... I mean, you can't knock it. The dude's was number one longer than anybody ever has been in history. So, I mean, regardless of what anybody else says, the dude's getting money off of it. So,
yeah. And everybody
but
loves
it. I don't feel that it's like, I don't feel like it's the kind of music that I do. You know what I mean? The shit that we're talking about, like, we actually live it and do it every single day. That guy probably has never touched a horse a day in his life. And, you know, I don't really respect that. It's kind of like when you got, like, street rappers talking about selling this or doing that, when you know damn well they're not really doing something, so it's not going to be respected by the rap community.
True that.
Facts. Okay, so I got one question. You know, when it comes to, like, say, country music, why is country music so, like,
I can't hear you.
Okay, why is country music so anti against, like, you as a rapper? You know, why?
Say that one more time.
Why is country music, like, against you as a rapper when it comes to, you know, you doing your music as a rapper? You know, you almost like an outlaw. You almost become like an outlaw, and your music become like outlaw music.
Yeah, I don't know why they're like that, man, but it's definitely, I feel like people are maybe still stuck in the old ways of years, how things maybe was a long time ago, and I don't think they are ready to, like, adjust to what the new days are.
Okay, well,
things have changed from what it was 20 years ago or even 30 years ago to, hell, 5 years ago. But I feel like them guys, instead of they're in the behind them desks and shit, are just, you know, they're just, I don't know. They're just not trying to get hip with it. But now, the Old Town Road, that dude put that song out, that opened up doors for mainstream music, for our music to go that way. Because, I mean, just ever since that's happened, I mean, they got us now over here in Indiana. Like, we're getting played on the biggest radio station in Indiana, like, in rotation 4 or 5 times a day now. Not just on that radio station. We just got picked up on some other radio stations. So without Lil Nas doing what he done, I don't think that we would have ever been accepted on mainstream media. But I feel like now it's starting to evolve.
Wow. Well, hey, let's talk about some of your involvement here. Let's play one of your tracks. What's the first track you want to play?
Let's play Top Down.
Top Down? Okay, go ahead.
Top Down.
Okay, go ahead. Introduce your track.
This is Top Down by me, Hozier, and my boy Marquise. This is the one we shot at. We shot this video for this out in California.
Okay. Be right back right after this. Side Hustle Radio.
Come on, little bum.
I'm riding with the top down, sippy shine, apple pie, whiskey fire, break it down and light it up and let the top down. One hell of a night, one hell of a life, let the top down. Riding around with that top down, backwood blowing in the breeze, drinking fire water and we put it down. That's by the G and that's a whole handle, riding down the street with the music loud. Jar full of apple pie, made a coffee kettle proof super loud. I'm riding round with the match in the sea, with the fire to the cover while I'm blowing some trees. I'm blowing by the pound, riding with the top down, with the
I'm
top.
Riding with the top down.
My life, I ain't gonna lie. Staring at the moonlight, drinking moonshine. I've been up all night trying to get right. I got a lot on my mind, that's why I ride with the top down. Hide it up and let the top down.
I'm riding. Life.
put it all on the line. We all gonna die.
Hey, that is Hoosier and Marquise. That country boy style. That's top down. Whoa, bro. Bro, what you think about that track?
I rock with it, man.
Yeah, what you think?
Oh, I'm messing with that one. That's no problem with me.
I can definitely see me drinking and riding, you know, sitting at the crib riding out, you know. Relaxing, yeah. Have me a drink.
Have some of that fire water. Yeah, that's right, that's all that.
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
Yeah, that was a fun video, man.
Oh, I'm going to have to check the video now.
Yeah, the dude that shot that, it's called We Shoot Films. He's real good, man.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pull that up while we're in the studio right after this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We definitely going to check out that video. Yeah. Yeah, I rock to that,
yeah,
man.
It's a dope video. I rented a 1966 Cadillac Coupe de Ville for a drop top.
What?
Oh,
yeah, it's cherry red. I was at least riding around LA. I felt like I was Suge Knight in that damn thing.
Oh, man. Had a big body caddy. Woof the red beard. Oh, yeah.
The top down.
I don't know why it's red, man. I don't even have red hair, man. It's just the color of my beard, man.
You serious?
My pops was the same way.
Wow.
Better red than gray, you know?
Better red than gray.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I can never go nowhere, man. When I see the beard, it automatically gives me away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, how has the response been with your new project out right now? How has that been?
It's really good, man. Like, some producers that I work with, they was a little worried about the project, honestly. And I was like, I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Because they was like, well, what do you think, like, the demographic of your people is going to think, you know, you doing this? And I'm like, well, if they don't like it, you know what I mean, I don't want them as fans anyways. So it is what it is. They're going to like it or they ain't going to like it. And I'm going to put it out regardless of what people think. And we're just going to see what happens. And as soon as, like, we announced it, whenever I announced it, what was going on, like, people loved the fact that me and him came together and made an album like that. Because, like, there's, like, Billy Ray and Lil Nas X, like, they done a song together. But me and Marquise made history. Like, we were the first white and black dudes to ever come together like that and make an album like that. So I thought that was really cool. And I knew that, like, I seen the bigger picture of me and him doing this album. The money and shit, I didn't give a shit about that. I seen a lot bigger picture with this thing. I knew that if people could see us come together, two different kind of dudes, and make some cool music and vibe together and get along and, you know what I mean, hang out outside of music and people see that, then maybe we could change some people's mindsets of how they looked at things about life. And we both knew that, you know, a lot of people that wouldn't have listened to my music would now listen to my music because he's co-signing for me. And the other way around, a lot of people that wouldn't have listened to his music will now listen to his music because I'm co-signing for him. So we've seen the bigger picture of this whole thing as a movement from the very beginning. And everything that we've said that we was going to happen or do so far has happened. So we just keep working hard. We have another album. It's already done. It comes out September 28th. The album is called This Is Not Country Rap. We don't have it out anywhere. Like, nope. Like, we posted the album cover, but we haven't done anything with it yet. And a new music video comes out this Monday.
What? We got an exclusive here? Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
Hey, can the church say amen?
Amen.
We just said right, church. Amen. You just preached to us just now. Because I like
Hell
what
yeah.
you just said. It's more than just, hey, it's not about color. It's about, hey, let's get along. Let's make some good music. Let's have some fun. And let's just, just chill, man.
He brought the fun back to it, man. I was getting kind of fed up with it, honestly. Like, I was just like, damn, man, it's the same shit every time. And when me and him met, man, he brought the fun back to this with me. It wasn't just about business anymore. Like, we were actually having fun. and like, the music is just vibing, and you know, people are rocking out to it no matter what color they are, how tall they are, short they are, big they are. We just wanted to make music that everybody could just vibe to and have a good time.
Well, also, thank you for clarifying that Marquise was black, because I couldn't tell. I thought, like, is this his brother? I don't know. We're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, he's mixed.
Yeah. He's mixed. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. It is what it is. We rock to it, man.
Because the thing is, when you do hip-hop, if you are in the rap genre and you're in the hip-hop genre, hey, music is music to us, you know, and we believe that music is colorblind.
Good music is good music, man. It don't matter who did it. It's good music, you know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
I don't care who, what color, or where you came from. If you know, that was funny about where you came from back in the day. Well, he ain't from New York, so I don't want to hear it. Or then it was West Coast rap, and now it's everybody's rap. So.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and now it's not about. Let's not even say, "Well, man, you doing country rap or you doing hip hop? You doing rap?" You know what I'm saying. Let's go back to where music hip rap was rap. You know what I'm saying, and you could have different types of rap. It was just what's your preference if you like that artist or not. But you know what I'm saying, because you know it didn't turn into like, well, you don't sound like a trap artist, so you don't sound like. Why don't we just do rap? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day, we had all them different styles of rap, and everybody liked all of it. So this is, I'm glad to see that, you know. Go ahead. I'm just glad to see, you know, hip hop becoming a music for everybody again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. Another thing that we've done too that I'm super excited about to see where it goes is when someone says, hey, what do you do? I'm like, oh, it's like country rap. When I say that, like even myself, you'll hear me when I say that, it doesn't have, what's the word for it? It doesn't sound good coming off the tongue when you say that to somebody. If people look at you like, you do country rap. You know, what the fuck is that? It doesn't even make sense. So what I told Marquise, I was like, man, we need to change. We need to make our own genre.
Mm.
I was like, what we're doing is a lot different. So it's not like we're just talking about, we're not talking about, like a lot of these country rap dudes, all they talk about, period, point blank, is either muddying, big trucks, or something like that. I was like, man, we're going to talk about like real life shit. Because I've lived the best of both worlds. I grew up in the country, and I lived in the hood for like 15 years.
Mm.
So I've lived both worlds. So I've been able to see how tremendously different it is on both sides of life. So when I told him, I said, man, what we need to do is we need to make our own genre of music and call it urban country. So I trademarked the name urban country, because when you tell somebody, yeah, I do urban country, it sounds so much better saying that than it does saying, yeah, I do country rap. And then people look at you like they don't take you serious when you say country rap. But just because I changed the words to we do urban country, that sounds a lot more, not as jokingly, whenever I say that to somebody. Mm. What do you think?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Urban country, I just had a whole different mindset.
Yeah.
Because when you say country music to me, I'm already saying, nope. You know?
Yeah.
But if it's like country hip-hop, I'm like, okay, well, let me listen to it. But urban country, that will really make me like, I have to pay attention to it now.
Yeah, man, it just sounds so much better, and it people take you more serious when you say it, and you'll say it with more confidence, you know, instead of being like, yeah, I do country rap, you know, or no, I do urban country. It just sounds better coming off the tongue, and sounds more professional than country rap.
I don't get that
The
country rap thing anyway. I don't care. I like hip hop. I like good music. So if you making good music and it's hip hop too, I'm with it.
And see, that's the thing. When Hoosier was sent to me, the file was sent to me. He's like, hey, check out his Instagram page. Mm. Went through his Instagram page. He said a lot of positive things. That's why I said, you know something, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah.
And because the message that you promote is very positive. And I'm like, yep. And I like the music. Yeah, we got a ride with him.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, man. It's just all about positivity, man. Like, I mean, I've lost my mom. I've lost my dad. You know, I've lost a lot. My brother was killed, like, last year. I've lost a lot of people to me. And a lot of people's like, damn, man, like, how have you not, like, lost it yet? Mm. I'm like, man, people die every day, man. And you can't use something that can knock you down. You can't use that as a crutch. You have to, everything happens to you in life for a reason. Like, God will never put anything on your plate that you can't eat. It may seem like you can't eat that much, but you can eat it. And then later on down the road, everything always makes sense on why things happen. It may not make sense at the time, but like later on down the road, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's why that happened on. Okay, that's why this went this way. Or, you know, it just, I don't know. I feel like everything happens for a reason. I'm a very firm believer in that. And I'm a very firm believer in trying to motivate people into doing things, because anybody, no matter what color you are, how tall you are, whatever you are, anything in life is possible. You just have to want it hard enough than the next person, because there's always somebody else that's going to either outwork you. So you either don't get outworked and just keep it full bore, nose straight ahead, don't care what a naysayer has to say, because the people that will try to knock you down are the ones that didn't do anything in life, so they want to try to knock you down so you don't successfully can do what you want to do in life. And I mean, misery loves company, so you just have to make sure that you keep, you know, a small circle around you and let all the negative shit just kind of slide off your shoulder and keep it moving.
And again, can the church say amen?
Amen.
Hey, this kind of is church for me. Hoosier, because I don't have to worry about going to church tomorrow, so that's good. So, okay. So let's get to one of these next tracks. So, what are we going to play next?
This is the one that they're actually playing on the radio right now. It's called "Let You Go."
Let You Go. So this is "Let You Go" by Hoosier and Marquise, Country Boy Style. I'll be right back.
I can't seem to let you go since you went away. Been running through my mind each and every way. I need you, girl, more than anything. And I won't stop trying, no. I would give up everything just to be with you. I knew you were the one when I laid eyes on you. I need your touch more than anything. And I won't stop trying. First you caught my eye, then you stole my heart. And I know it ain't easy, I know it's hard. But I won't stop trying, no. So let's enjoy the ride, I'll stay by your side. Swallow all my pride, ego to the side. Alright, as long as I got you, baby, I'll be just fine.
Shine with a beautiful smile, with a body blinded, knew you're one of a kind. As soon as I laid my eyes up on you, with a big old rack, I'm trying to mount her. Hop on in and let's ride. Take a little drive, pop a top, yep, once or twice. Full of joint of some kind, and let's smoke down the back road.
Like, whoa.
Seem to let you go since you went away. Been running through my mind each and every way. I need you, girl, more than anything. And I won't stop trying, no. I would give up everything just to be with you. I knew you were the one when I laid eyes on you. I
Won't Let You Go. That's Hozier and Marquise. That's that country style. That's the... That's... I was about to... Yeah, that is the ish, man. That's the shit, right there. I'm trying not to cuss, bro. I'm trying not to cuss, but... Yeah. I'm messing with that one for sure. Oh, man. That's the urban country right there. That's the urban... Can we say urban country?
Did you get her, man? Is she still around? Cause if that was dedicated,
yeah,
just,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. We hear you.
All right, cool. We're in my car right now.
Dude, is that a song about somebody in particular? Cause you know,
yeah,
it kind of hit home.
They asked me about that on the radio too. This girl I was with in the very beginning, before all this stuff took off, I wrote that song about her. And we're not together no more, but yeah, I wrote that song about her some time. It's about 2 years ago I wrote that. I sat on that song for like 2 years.
Mm.
I knew it was a really good song. I never wrote no verses. I just wrote the hook for it. I was like, man, this is a good song. And I was like, man, I'm going to do this sooner or later. I just have to wait for the right, find the right beat for it, find everything. Turn right here. I knew it was a good song. I had to wait for the right timing to put it out, man. Me and him was sitting there. I was like, man, I got this one hook I've had for a long time, man. You want to hear it? He was like, yeah. I sung it for him. He was like, that's the one right there. We're using that. I was like, all right, cool. So we ended up using that one.
Okay, so you write based on experiences, then. You're not... You know what I'm saying? What you sing and rap about is what you live. We ain't got to worry about, you know, cartoon rappers or cartoon singers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we ain't got to worry about 20 people getting killed in your song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Right?
Yeah, man.
We don't even
cuss in our music, man. Like,
right.
The reason why I done the way we do it like that is, like, for one, I feel like when people use cuss words, it shows a lack of intelligence, honestly. I feel like that. Especially in music, because anybody, if you call yourself an artist, anybody can go out there and just rap and make rhymes, you know what I mean? But if you can tell a story and make music that's relatable, and like, because anybody, no matter who you are, has had life experiences. So, like, if you can talk about your life experiences, like, people can be like, yeah, you know, I've felt that before, or yeah, I've done that before, or, you know what I mean? So, and I knew that if we would keep the cussing out of it, then we could reach more people, you know? It's like the older people, they listen to it. It's not saying all these different cuss words, they're more prone to listen to it. The older group, it's like, it's country with a little bit of hip. Stop this liquor store right here. To the older folks, it's like country with a little bit of hip hop. To the younger kids, it's hip hop, a little bit of country.
Mm.
So, like, we gimmick it like that to be like, okay, well, we'll be able to reach more people instead of just keeping ourselves inside the box. We'll be able to get to more people if we keep it clean, but still talk about real life stuff.
Good stuff.
So this is you. Like I said, this is you and Marquise's first album together. How many albums have you done solo?
I think four now. Four solo projects and one project with him that's out right now, and we're getting ready to put another one out too. We're actually going to be putting out, we got one coming out this month, and then we're going to put out another one in December.
Oh, man.
Oh, y'all putting in that type of work.
You really are.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and like, we've been going to town, man. Like, we've only known each other 4 months, and we done got 2 albums ready to roll. We done shot 5 music videos.
Oh.
We've been going to town, man.
Oh, y'all putting in that type of work. Okay, Marquise. Okay. Hozier, okay. Put in that work. Hey, like
yeah,
I said, hey, you're family. You understand. When I mean that, I really mean you family right now, because I like that type of work. Let's do this. Let's get into, because I'm looking at the time here. Let's get into this next track. What's this last track here?
It's called Country Boy Style.
Country Boy Style? Okay.
That's right.
So, okay, Hey, let's check out this track, Country Boy Style, with Hozier and Marquise. The title of the album is called Country Boy Style. We'll be right back right after this.
Yep, title track.
Title track.
Riding down the back street, windows down. Big truck, that country boy style. Hit the boulevard with the radio loud. Walking tall, I'm running this town. I'm riding down the back street, windows down. In my big truck, that country boy style. Hit the boulevard with the radio loud. I'm a walking tall, I'm running this town. Riding down a back straight, roaches in the ashtray, yeah. Living in the fast lane, buying booze with the loose change. Got your hair in the wind and you're looking for a friend. Let's hit this gin again. Got a beer in her hand and she loves rock bands. Roxanne, Roxanne. Riding down a back street, a windows down. Country boy style. Hit the boulevard with the radio loud. I'm a walking tall, I ain't running this town.
I'm walking tall with them big balls and I run the town cause I shut it down. Good old boy from the backwoods, smoking on some pine with a fifth crown. Got a big old truck and it's jacked up. You'll hear a scream when I kick it down. Rooster tails from the backside, these country parts we kiss down.
I'm riding down a back road, chewing out a jaw. Middle finger out the window, watching for
country boy and I keep shouting. Gonna piss a pump that elite slump. Don't be in the swamps for the right price. Then change chump, I'ma make it great. Let my name trump, but I think fast. I run the town, these restaurants, and that little buddy is a fact, Jack.
Riding down a back street, windows down. Big truck, that country boy style. Hit the boulevard with the radio loud. Walking tall, I'm running this town. I'm riding down a back street, windows down. In my country boy style. Hit the boulevard with the radio loud. I'm a walking tall, I ain't running this town.
Hey, that's Country Boy Style with Hozier and Marquise. Hey, I can tell you what, one thing about you, when you come in, your aggression is sick. Your aggression, you coming hard, bro. You coming hard. I like it. I like it. So, I know we ran out of time. So, like you said, so you got two more projects coming out the rest of this year. Where else will you be performing at in the month of September?
I'll be at Red Rocket Bar and Grill in Peru, Indiana on the 13th. And then I'll be at this place called Mr. Mouth. Where you going? In Yorktown, Indiana. And then we go on tour starting in November.
Mm. Oh, and then they go on tour starting in November.
Yeah. Yep.
I hope you come on over to Ohio, man, and...
We'll be there. I played in Ohio last year, a place called Muddy Creek Saloon. It's in Heath, Ohio. There was 1,200 people there.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's like north of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too far from us.
Not too far, about a half hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Ohio's like a number 33rd state that I sell a lot of my music in.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, like I said, man, Hozier, you're family. We adopt people. That's what we do around here.
Hell yeah.
This is a platform used for any artist that's doing something positive, that's doing good music, and you're doing both positivity and good music. So,
thanks, man.
This is your platform to come on anytime you have some new music, like. Hef, the boys, I got some new music.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
For sure. When you drop that drop that new project, man, please do, come through, man. you know.
Yeah, I got you, man. I'll put you guys down, contact y'all whenever we're right before that new project comes out. I'll hit you guys up.
Yeah, next time we probably get Marquise next time. I wasn't sure about Marquise, but we probably get Marquise next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. We'll get him on a three-way call next time.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, how can they follow you on social media?
Just follow me at Hosier765, H-O-S-I-E-R 765. That's on my Instagram, my YouTube, Facebook, everything, Hosier765.
And how we say it around here is Hosier765 on everything. So that's how that's you follow right. him. Google it, Hosier765. And
that's right.
Before you take off, you have anything else you want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, man, I just want to give a big shout out to all the fans, man, for rocking with us. And you know what I mean? We're going to keep on making these bangers for you guys. And I appreciate all the support from you guys and everybody out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. DJ, what time? How much time we got left? About 4 minutes? Okay. Hey, let's take a little song break. We'll be right back right after this. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, okay?
All right.
Hey, we'll be right back right after this.
Blow your mind.
Ooh, why you do that like that?
Like that.
It's a lot of money. Why are you mad like that?
Like that.
Ooh, I'm in my new bag, my bag.
My bag.
You ain't getting shit, bitch. Too bad, my bag.
Yeah.
First of the month, I'ma run it back.
Ay.
Same day, why I'ma run it back?
Yeah.
Friday, payday, run it back.
Ay.
Run it back, run it back, run it back.
Ooh. 48 yards, I run it back.
Ay.
I cop a car, I run it back.
Yeah.
Fuck on your bra, then run it back.
Run it back, run it back, run it back.
Hello?
That's the check calling.
Talk it.
Let me click over real quick to let my check talk it.
Talk it.
I eat it.
Ooh,
Pac-Man, that's the way my neck talking.
Right?
Never coming back the way the stress.
You don't make no clap back when you backpack my bad. But I'm past that with an ass back. That's cash when the money fall. I'ma slap that ass clap when the money go. You don't slap ass. That's facts. If the money low, I'ma grab strap. But I'm mad when it come back. I'ma give back my bad when the check hit. The direct hit. I'm glad when the check missed. The direct hit. I'm sad like, who's that knocking at my window?
My window.
They say that it's the money. I'm like tenfold.
Over and out.
That stick gon' make you thug like a limbo. She says she not a thot. She an info.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, why you do that like that?
Like that?
It's a lot of money. Why are you mad like that?
Like that?
Ooh,
ooh,
I'm in my new bag, my bag. You ain't getting shit, bitch. Too bad, my bag.
Yeah.
First of the month, I'ma run it back.
Ay.
Same day, why I'ma run it back?
Yeah.
Friday, payday, run it back.
Ay.
Run it back, run it back, run it back.
Ooh. 48 yards, I run it back.
Ay.
I cop a car, I run it back.
Yeah.
Fuck on your bra, then run it back.
Run it back.
Hey, we're back. Hey, thank you for a great show. Thank you for Hosier for coming on. And Hosier or Marquise, well, Marquise was the name. Just Hosier with that country boy style music. That urban country style music. Shout out to him. Check his page out, Hosier 765. Again, Hosier 765.
It's on, already.
It's on all social media platform. Check him out. Support. Follow me on IG at Hef Chulo. What the heck are you turning bottles over and everything? At Hef Chulo on IG. DJ.
Is that DJ DEEPOISC
on everything?
We got this.
And follow us also on Hustle Brand ENT. Again, Hustle Brand ENT and ING. Until next week, I be Hef.
And D Boys.
We be out. Peace.
Peace out. God bless.
Really? God bless you. Who think you're a Russell Simmons? You know,
yeah, I'm the new Russell.
The new Russell? Okay.
God bless and good night.
I need me a Camaro then. Peace.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.